This is Pablo Mastroianni.
This is Dylan Powers.
This is Shane O'Neill.
Soy Vicente Sanchez.
This is Drew Moore.
This is Clint Irwin, and you're listening to the Rapids Podcast.
Dylan Cerna making the run. First time effort. Oh, what a goal! Right foot it. Oh, Torres! Teddy Birch striking this one. That's all! That is a thunderbolt from Mark Birch. We've seen some belters tonight.
Hello and welcome to episode 107 of the Rapids Podcast, presented by Advocare, the official sports nutrition partner of the Colorado Rapids. Richard Fleming alongside Richard Clark with Houston on our minds. Coming up, we'll hear from Mark Birch, Michael Harrington and Pablo Mastroianni ahead of the match at BBVA Compass Stadium in Texas on Saturday night. We'll also get some team news from Pablo shortly, but Houston have a problem, set to be without up to eight players, seven of them starters, for one reason or another. Midfielders Bonier Garcia and Luis Garrido with Honduras, Giles Barnes and Jermaine Taylor with Jamaica. And then there are a couple of injured players, three in fact. Ricardo Clark, he departed the LA game after 42 minutes with a rib injury. Raul Rodriguez is also injured. DeMarcus Beasley failed to finish at LA as well. He's a doubt due to a hamstring concern. Three games in, Richard. A little bit beat up, this Houston Dynamo side, but Rapids will be mindful of entering a tricky arena in Houston. It's not been a happy hunting ground, just the one win there.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a tough game for the Rapids. You've got to remember that even though we've started reasonably well with those two 0-0 draws, both of which have merit for kind of different reasons, there's still a long time gone since we've scored a goal or won a game. So we need to be mindful, and I think there's an urgency to put those right, because there is a feeling that in the first two games, building blocks have been put in place. There is a foundation down there. You build a good team, a championship team, from the back anytime, and we've done that. But now it's okay, that box has been ticked, we've solidified. Now it's about goals and wins as far as the supporters are concerned, and the team itself as well. They're very aware of that.
What have you seen then this week? What have you seen, bearing in mind, and I think we'll hear from some of the interviews coming up, we know what they can do. We know what they're capable of defensively. We know that they can be gritty. We know that they can create chances. What have you seen in the eyes of the players this week?
I think more hard work, really. I mean, it's an ongoing process. I mean, that's one of Pablo's favourite words is process. He's a big process man, because he knows if he gets that right, he'll get the results that he needs. But you need to go through the procedures week in, week out. They've done a lot of work with the back line in pre-season, and we've seen the fruits of that labour already. Now it's a matter of just building on that. So I've just seen more hard work. Certain players have been interested in the way they've stood out. We saw Dominic Bardghji score a fantastic goal in training, and it'll be interesting to see players like that progress, because you've got the solidity of the Harringtons, the Irwins, the Burlings, the Cronins, the Sarvases. We kind of know what they're going to deliver, because they've done it year in, year out, and that's a positive for us. But there's also the wild cards. There's Bardghji and there's also Juan Ramirez, who, you know, when he comes on, things happen. So I'll be interested to see the way that they progress over the course of the season, and of course if they're involved at the weekend.
Now, Houston, we've already mentioned there's a number of players, a number of key players, potentially up to as many as seven starters. But it's a chance, let's be honest, it's a chance for the fringe players to step up. Nathan Sturgis, formerly of the Rapids, a first start, first appearance last weekend, scored the equaliser at LA. As a team preparing for an opposition, is it tougher? Is it more tricky to prepare for a side of unknowns or relative unknowns or fringe players? Because also they're going to be hungry, aren't they? The Houston players that don't always get 90 minutes, don't always get starts, but now we'll see this as a chance to shine.
I think that's true, but first of all, you concentrate on yourselves and getting your own house in order and doing what you do well. Yes, you do prepare, and I know the guys do prepare with the opposition in mind, and certain opposition in mind, and you have to take educated guesswork about who's going to play. It's a little bit more difficult on occasions such as this, where there's injuries and international call-ups flying around. But it's a different proposition, and you know, that's the wonderful uncertainty about football. It's such an interdependent game that you never know the way it's going to turn out. Any eventuality. My point is, let's concentrate on us and do what we do well, and then you know, that's always their best chance of winning the game, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, let's get to the first of our four interviews. This one ahead of the Houston game before training in Colorado on Thursday. Richard caught up with head coach Pablo Mastroianni.
Pablo, Houston at the weekend. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be a tough game. Going to Houston is always a difficult game. I think the result at the weekend against a team like LA brings a lot of confidence into that group. So we've been preparing accordingly and really excited about taking our game to Houston and really putting a performance that's worthy of a great result there.
In terms of the squad, no Shane O'Neill because of international call-ups. What about the injury news? Hoberg, Alvarez?
Those guys are day-to-day, and we're trying to figure out exactly where they're at for the weekend. But again, we have a good group that's we have guys ready to come in and make a difference if those guys aren't available, and we've been preparing for both situations.
So both those players are doubts but not out as a certainty.
Correct.
And in terms of the back line, obviously it's been great thus far, two shutouts. And the interesting thing is it's changed each week, and it's going to change this week or may change.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, the back line's been great. But I think, listen, defending starts with the forwards. Those guys up front have made the job for those guys back there a lot more predictable and a lot easier to deal with. And I think what a lot of people fail to recognize is that this game is a collective group. It's a collective performance on both sides of the ball. So, you know, defending starts with the forwards, attacking starts with the guys in the back. And I think as a group, we've done a really good job of limiting chances. And more importantly, I think in this last game, created quite a bit of opportunities going forward. And so now it's about putting together a complete performance and getting a result with it.
Pretty good thus far with the two goalless draws, but we're looking for a goal and we're looking for a win. How close do you feel you are to both of those?
Well, you know, I thought that the weekend we were a bit unfortunate to come away with a result, a win, having, you know, done a lot to put ourselves in a position to score goals. You know, I think that's the toughest thing to do in sport is to score goals. And, you know, so you watch some other games where there's set pieces that are bouncing right to the guy on the 6-yard box and he buries it. And unfortunately, we're not getting those bounces at the moment, but I think you create your opportunities. And so the idea is to keep pressing forward in an intelligent way and find ways to, you know, to get that, make that half opportunity a goal.
And obviously Kevin Doyle has been signed as a DP, but the striker search in general, is it fair to say the club is still after another striker to come in before Doyle?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something that we're looking at and not trying to be hasty with the decision, but definitely have our eyes open and making sure it's the right fit for the group moving forward.
Pablo Mastroianni talking to Richard Clark alongside me. Interesting final comment there, and I think we're all aware the club is on the search for a striker, even before Kevin Doyle touches down. Yes, we're only two games in, but with the other areas looking comfortable, up top, the first two games, that's the area that stood out as an area of concern.
You'd be worried if the Rapids weren't looking at their strike force, given that we've not scored a goal in the first two games. It doesn't mean it's a crisis. It doesn't mean it's a desperate search, because there's Torres and there's Bargi and there's Powers and there's options there, and we know that Doyle on the horizon. But yes, there's a general desire to strengthen in that particular area for obvious reasons. Be interesting to see who pops out of the ether. But if one thing I would do is back the recent record of our technical staff with the signings that were made over the off season and the draft as well. So they've got a pretty good recent record. So let's hope they get it right again.
Looking for that first goal of the season this weekend. Defensively, though, the Rapids couldn't be tighter. Two games played, two clean sheets. We'll catch up, therefore, with two defenders now. First, a man who's played left back and right back. It's Michael Harrington.
Michael, you just finished your last Denver pre-Houston training session, if you know what I mean. Yeah. How's the club feeling at the moment, the team feeling at the moment?
Feeling good. Everything's positive. You know, I think we're progressing, which we talked about. And I think the second performance this past weekend was better than the first weekend. And that's what all we can ask for right now is just to continue getting better. And I think that'll start translating into the 3 points and into wins is what we all want.
In the cold light of day, how do you digest the two performances so far, Philly and then New York? Different but kind of the same.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the first game in Philly, the conditions were tough. You know, it was was not an ideal day for football. But, you know, I think coming home, you know, we came out and attacked the game and pressed the game the way that we wanted to. We came out and dictated the play and, you know, found ourselves in front of goal quite a bit. Unfortunately, we couldn't finish those chances. But in terms of the way that we played the game, the way that we impressed ourselves upon the other team was very, very positive. And, you know, I expect more of the same this weekend.
One thing about the back line, it's been changing. You've been a constant in terms of you played in both the games, but Burling's played and O'Neill's played, and O'Neill will be out, Burling was out for the New York game. So yeah. It's the same performance or a similar performance with different people in it.
Yeah, which I think speaks to a lot of on our coaches and the way they're preparing us. The attention to detail in a back four and what's expected of you when you step in there. And it's also a testament to the players that we have coming in, and everyone's been very solid. Like you said, Bobby will be back in this weekend, and you know, the guys that are doing a good job, and it's the communication is good. You know, we're a new unit still, obviously some changes, but the communication's good, the attention to detail's good, and that's what it takes to get shutouts.
We're building a new house here, so we've got the foundations right defensively. Do you feel confident in yourselves to express yourselves as a team a little bit further forward, because we are searching for goals?
Absolutely. And as I said before, I think the last performance definitely showed strides in that. From the first game to the second game, was a drastic difference in terms of the way that we attacked, the way that we kept the ball at times, and just being dangerous in the other team's final third. And it's just being a bit more ruthless and making sure that the ball finds the goal, having that attitude about it and the attention to detail in the attack as well, not just in the defense but in the attack. It's an attention to detail that scores your goals as well. So we're looking for that this weekend.
Michael Harrington talking to Richard on Thursday. Bobby Burling and James Riley back in contention this weekend after serving one game bans. And next guest stepped in due to the enforced absence of Riley against NYCFC last weekend, playing at left back with Harrington switching to the right. He had a very solid game. His name is Mark Birch.
Mark, Houston at the weekend, how big a challenge do you expect there?
Oh, it's always a challenge. Going to Houston's always been a fight, a battle. A team that scraps for everything. You know, I think they've had some good results with their goalie playing really well this year. But it's always a challenge. Everywhere you go in this league is a challenge.
The 2-0 draws, there's some good parts of that and there's some bad parts of that. You're a defensive player, of course, so you must be pleased with the solidity you've shown so far, and you'll want that to continue.
Absolutely. I think the all 11 guys are playing well defensively. You know, Clint's making big saves, the defense is playing well, the midfielders are holding when they need to hold, the outside guys are tucking in, the forwards are doing a lot of work, you know, pressuring, shaping, making sure that it's easy for us. So I think team defensively has been really, really good, and hopefully we continue to do that.
And the interesting thing about the defense is the fact that it changed between Philly and New York, and it'll change again, of course, because no Shane O'Neill.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's going to happen all year. It's every single team you look around the league, there's a new guy put in almost every single game. And that's no surprise to us. We're preparing every game like it's, you know, like you're going to be the starter no matter who you are, if you're the first guy on the roster or the last. It's time for people to step up when they need to step up.
So many fans are talking about who's going to score that first goal. Well, you came as close as anybody in the New York game with a couple of long shots.
Hey, if I have space, I'll try to take it. And free kicks are always an option for me. But we got some attacking guys. They're ready to break open. It's going to take one. It could just be one off someone's knee. But once we score, it's going to start opening up for us.
Do you really believe that once the floodgates open, things are going to happen for us?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we're getting in dangerous spots. People one on one are really, really good. We're missing that final pass or that final shot just on target. But it's going to come. I mean, it's early in the season, and once we score, we'll be able to score more.
And the same thing, just finally, the same thing will apply with wins as well. It's been a long time coming, and those two draws are fine, but we want that win.
Yeah, I'm forgetting about last year, but still, we need a win. We need a win to put us in the right track, and it would be good to get a win on the road. Last year, we had a couple big victories early in the year on the road, and that's what we're planning to do this year.
Mark Birch there. Now, 16 games without a win, Richard, and without a goal in 7 hours, 420 minutes, is it unfair to drag those stats up, bearing in mind a lot of that happened in 2014.
Their stats, they're there and they're true, but any statistic, any number is open to the scrutiny of interpretation. Now, we look at the first two games of the season, and Philly were on the back foot, but we ground out a point and we were happy with what we got. Mm-hmm. And Philly thought that they perhaps deserved the win. You would probably flip that for New York, where we were on the top, and you know, we really thought we deserved to win that game, and New York were happy to cling on, certainly at the end when they were down to 10 men. The fact is we haven't scored in a long time, but I wasn't here. The end of last season was a difficult period where things had tailed off to such an extent that the preparations were already in place for this season, and that helped gain that particular statistic in terms of the wins and the minutes without a goal. It happens, but in many ways, 2014 is gone and good riddance to that. We're all about 2015. We've been a new side. We're bringing in 11 new players. When Dorgett gets here, that's 12 new players. That is 12 new players. We're a new team. It's all about 2015. So, yes, I'm prepared to talk about the stat that we've not scored in 180 minutes, because that's what's important and that's what's this season. That's fair enough. The rest of it, personally, just my opinion, we can leave aside.
Well, certainly the players are happy to put 2014 behind them. Mark Birch in the interview saying that is to the back of the mind. It's now all about 2015. Two games gone, two clean sheets. The next home game for the Rapids, Saturday, April 4th, kickoff at 5 p.m. This is a second Coca-Cola family night. Some great deals for fans. One ticket, one meal and one Coke from just $24. Call 303-825-GOAL for details or go to coloradorapids.com. Now, history will be made on Friday at Transamerica Field in Charlotte when the Rapids USL affiliate Charlotte Independents take to the field for the very first league game in their history. John Burner, Caleb Calvert and Charles Olundu, it's been confirmed, are with them on loan. Before he left for Charlotte, I caught up with goalkeeper John Burner.
I think the most important thing about being a young goalkeeper is getting those games, getting that experience, and I think going to Charlotte's going to give me a really good opportunity to do so. You know, it's going to take a little while to adjust, but, you know, I know from what I've been hearing and from seeing it, I think the standard's going to be very high. The level's going to be very high, and like I said, it's just going to be really good to go down there and get consistent games. I think last year was a really good experience for me to be able to get some MLS games in, but, you know, I was in and out, and I think now going forward, it's more important for me to get games weekend after weekend, and yeah, you know, I think the first year was a really good stepping stone into the future.
What is your expectations? What are you looking to get out of this?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I think just games, game experience, you know, making those tough decisions, playing week in and week out, you know, taking care of myself every single day. It's just about, you know, getting those games and getting that experience.
Now, Richard, this is fascinating, isn't it? A brand new club, a brand new side, a brand new franchise, starting from scratch, having to find new players, having to fill the roster, getting the coaching staff in place, the technical team in place. It has been a blank canvas. It's a very exciting time, and we will be keeping tabs on Charlotte Independent.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Back in the middle of the last century, sort of the 50s and 60s in the UK, you used to have nursery clubs. Obviously, I know about Arsenal. Arsenal used to have a nursery club down at a place called Margate, which is a seaside town in Kent, sort of southwest of London, southeast of London. And it used to be used for players out of the side, injured players, young players to get experience. And I see a great similarity here with what's been set up with the US affiliates. And it's very much part of the overall plan. You know, you've got Burner, Calvert and Alondo going out there for various reasons. Calvert, obviously, he's not played in MLS at all. Alondo missed out on pre-season, so he's short of fitness. And John Burner, well, Zach McMath coming in with a great deal of experience has pushed him out there. But he's there to go and prove himself again with an opportunity. Much rather him do that than be not involved in any way, shape or form in the Rapids if it's Irwin and McMath who are going to be on the pitch or on the bench in the goalkeeping position. So I see it as a tremendous positive, and you know, we've been talking about trying to tell that story on our media as well. So we'll keep you close to the action with regard to what Charlotte Independents are doing. But yeah, new franchise, everything's new, everything's fresh out the packet. It sounds interesting story.
And that's what's interesting for me is that the quality all the way down, and there isn't a, because there isn't promotion relegation, there isn't a natural pyramid system in terms of up and down in the US, but we've seen it across Europe and particularly in England, where the Premier League has got stronger. As a consequence, those players that may have 10 or 15 years ago earned a living in the Premier League now have to earn a living in the Championship and so on and so forth. We could, or we will, see a knock-on effect here where the quality from top to bottom, bottom to top, will get better in the North American game, because, as we've seen, players that have got MLS experience are now going to be playing in USL, and that is going to strengthen soccer all the way through. The quality is going to improve.
100%. I mean, John Berner and especially Charles Alundu were involved at the latter end of the last season in quite a few games. Mm-hmm. And you've seen it in the UK as well, where the influx of foreign players has meant more Indigenous players, UK players, have been forced kind of to take their jobs down to the Championship or Division 1. And then you've got the academies, that the growth of the academies, the more technical aspects of the academies, mean that the players who don't even make it to pro and end up going non-league, so that would be conference level or below that, so that's like tier 5, tier 6, tier 7 in the UK, they're of a higher quality. And it's been interesting to see in the FA Cup, the cup competition in the UK, where the non-league size, the semi-professionals will play the pros. It's been increasingly difficult for the pros, for the pro teams, to show the difference. Why? Because those players who've had academy coaching, high quality coaching in their growth as a player, okay, they haven't made it, they've been pushed down, but on any given day, on any given moment, with a fair wind behind them, they can match the pros. And it's been seen with quite a few FA Cup shocks with the non-league sides beating the big boys.
So exciting times for Charlotte Independence and USL. They open against Charleston Battery on Friday night kickoff, 5:30 Mountain Time. We wish them all the very best. Now, for this Saturday's encounter at Houston, due to an Altitude TV scheduling conflict, the match will be on a tape delay, so aired from 11:30 p.m. on Saturday night. Now, you will be able to listen to the game on the radio at 1600 The Zone from 6:30 p.m. Myself and Drew Moore on the call. Follow on Twitter at Colorado Rapids and via the website coloradorapids.com. We'll be back on Monday with analysis and reaction to the match at the Dynamo. Until then, thanks for your company on the Rapids podcast, presented by Advocare, the official sports nutrition partner of the Colorado Rapids. Goodbye for now.
Nicely taken by Torres. We'll have a shot. Oh, what a goal!